Best night of my life so far. A Fravocado fic written by Marv with the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Foggy and Theo are working at the mall as elves this year, and Foggy soon finds himself falling for Santa Claus, aka Matt Murdock. What's an elf to do? He didn't know what it was he liked about him. Certainly not the fake beard, but the soft ho-ho-hos made him grin every time he heard the guy make them. He wasn't your typical Santa. He wasn't middle-aged, fat, or balding. He wasn't a grandpa or a dad or someone's weird uncle. He was young and good with kids and just stupidly sweet in a way that made Foggy adore him. He wasn't supposed to like him, of course. By all rights, he should have been jealous of him. After all, he and Theo had both applied to be the mall's Santa this year and had been offered elf positions instead. They needed the cash at the moment. Nelson's Meat wasn't getting as many pre-Christmas orders for turkeys and hams as usual. It was going to be a tough year without some extra cash to keep the business afloat. Santa was a good gig, and then this guy just kind of waltzed in and stole the show. It would have been easier to dislike him if he was bad at his job. Then Foggy could have told himself that he didn't deserve it. But no, Santa, or Matt as he was called after 5 o'clock, was the best Santa Foggy had seen in some years. He watched him with envy initially, and then he just watched him. It was kind of hard not to, partially because Foggy's job was a little bit boring. It mostly involved walking kids over to Santa, which meant that he was coming up to Matt at regular intervals. Only instead of Matt saying something Foggy really wanted to hear, like, "Hey, Foggy, do you want to go out with me sometime?" he got to hear, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas," for the 40th time that day. It sucked. This job sucked. Getting to be near Matt every day sucked. Theo teasing him about it sucked even more. But the thing that sucked most of all was that Matt came to the work Christmas party with his boyfriend. Not his date, his boyfriend. Theo asked after some prodding from Foggy, so he knew for sure. The news was reason enough for a stiff drink, and Foggy wound up drinking a cocktail at the bar, not drowning his sorrows exactly, but drowning his little fantasy of asking Matt out on Christmas Eve and meeting up a week later for New Year's Eve kiss. It wasn't meant to be. He sighed to himself when Matt joined him at the bar and found himself saying, "So, you and Frank, huh?" "Yeah," Matt agreed with a small smile. "Me and Frank." "He seems nice," Foggy observed, glancing across the restaurant to where Frank sat, riding the bread basket and keeping a watchful eye on Matt. "Yes," Matt said quietly. That was all Foggy needed to know. Matt was happy. Frank was happy making him happy. Everybody won, except Foggy Nelson, who was likely to end December how he'd started it, alone and crushing on some guy who was the definition of unavailable. Life really sucked sometimes. For him, anyway. "So, what does Frank do?" he asked as he sipped his electric lemonade. "What do you actually do? I assume Santa gig isn't year-round." "It's not. Frank's in the Marine Corps," Matt answered, receiving a glass of red wine and a smile from the bartender. "And you?" Foggy asked, sighing at the thought that he probably wouldn't see Matt again after Christmas. "I study law and collect government pension," Matt said as Foggy choked on his drink. "That was a joke. I run a boxing gym. It was my dad's." Foggy nodded and wiped his mouth, the rum burning on the way down as he rubbed his throat, his eyes watering. Matt just sipped his wine coolly, though Foggy noticed he hadn't ordered anything for Frank, who kept his distance, which was interesting. Foggy had seen plenty of couples who couldn't be apart for more than 5 minutes. He kind of liked the individuality and independence expressed in Matt and Frank. It was sweet. Foggy cleared his throat and said, "So, how long have you been?" "Since I was 9. Matt quickly answered and Foggy frowned. "Oh, I was going to say with Frank," he muttered awkwardly, glancing at the folded white cane Matt had set atop the bar. "Oh, a few years, not since I was 9, Matt said with a laugh. It was an altogether different laugh from his usual ho, ho, ho. Foggy liked it. It was more of a low, amused chuckle than a big belly laugh. It suited Matt. It was soft like him and sweet like the smile he flashed his boyfriend as Frank moved through the maze of tables, heading for the bar, probably coming to rescue Matt from him. "How'd you two meet?" Foggy asked casually, watching Frank pick his way between the crowded tables. Matt only smirked and said, I slept with his wife. What? Froggy exclaimed, staring at him in shock. Kidding, Matt said with another of those wonderful chuckles. I mean, not really, but their relationship was open and frank-cated. Best night of my life. So far, Frank chimed in, joining them at the bar. Hi, I'm Frank. Froggy. He held out his hand and Frank shook it. Frank's palm was rough, hardened with calluses and strong, his grip firm, pretty typical for a soldier, Froggy figured as he released him from the handshake. Frank gave him an appraising kind of look that Froggy didn't understand, and he reached for his half-empty cocktail glass, taking cautious sips so he didn't have to dwell on the adoring look Frank bestowed on Matt. I was just telling Froggy about us, Matt murmured as Frank curled an arm around his boyfriend's waist. You didn't ask him yet, Red? The man asked with a bark-like laugh and an eye roll. You've been making eyes at him for a month now. Froggy gaped at Matt as the mauled Santa Claus said with quiet dignity, I don't make eyes at anyone. I'm blind. Yeah, okay. Frank muttered sarcastically. Are you coming or what, Froggy? Coming? Froggy repeated, certain that he hadn't heard right. To bed, Matt added helpfully. With us. We talked about it and... He stopped talking then, his little smirk telling Froggy enough. Well, not enough. He had a lot of questions, actually, like how the conversation went at home when Matt apparently admitted to Frank that he was attracted to an elf from the mall. But another question superseded that one. Both of you? Froggy stammered, glancing between them uncertainly. Is that a problem? Matt murmured, managing to completely disarm Froggy with charm and swagger alone. It's not the word I use, he mumbled, looking at Frank with a frown. What about your wife? Frank cleared his throat. Oh, she's... He seemed to struggle to finish the sentence, and Matt stepped in with a sympathetic sigh and the words, She passed away a little over a year ago. Cancer. Oh, I'm sorry, Froggy said quietly, addressing his sympathies to Frank, who nodded and gave a strained sort of smile. Thank you, was all he said. Froggy glanced at the couple uncomfortably, not knowing what to say or if he should say anything more. Grief was so personal. He hadn't experienced much of it himself, but he knew enough about respecting other people's feelings to recognize and respect a boundary. So, Frank said, his expression softening slightly, are you coming or what? If you two want me to, Froggy replied, glancing at Matt. We do. Matt confirmed as Frank squeezed his hand and nodded. Froggy drained what was left of his cocktail and set the empty glass on the bar. From what Matt had said about Frank and Maria's open relationship and the couple's evident interest in him, he could only guess and hope that that was still the case. There was room for one more in their bed and in their lives. That particular thought thrilled and pleased him. You and I just met, but I trust Matt's judgment. Frank declared as Froggy gave a shaky exhale and nodded. He's not into appearances. He's all about the heart. Froggy frowned. Like God? More like the devil, Frank said with a smirk, laughing as Matt elbowed him in the ribs. Hey, said Matt sternly. We're only just getting to know each other. Loose lips, Frank. Come on, sweetheart. We've got so much to talk about, Frank declared, offering Froggy his hand. Froggy glanced back at the party and then slipped one hand in Matt's and the other in Frank's. There was something sweet about it, something right, and it was only the beginning. He couldn't wait.